And here we go. Episode number 31.
Wait. I'm going to try in Spanish.
Okay, do it.
31.
Yay.
I
think you pretty much nailed that shit.
Muy bien, Heather.
muy bien.
Gracias. Excelente. I think that's it for my Spanish. Other than no lloras.
Donde está el baño?
Those are important things. So I said no crying. You said something about a bathroom.
I said, where is the bathroom? Because that's an important phrase to know in every single language.
You know, I know it in sign language.
Oh, well, I can't. Nobody can see that. But yes, Heather's doing where's the bathroom in sign language.
It's actually not where's the bathroom. You're saying bathroom.
I don't. That is all I need.
Megan, who actually is fluent in sign language, is saying that's incorrect.
But I am saying bathroom. I swear to God, if I'm going around frantically.
She's doing it.
Restroom.
Wait. The proper way to say it. No. Oh. But if I go around with my little thumb and my fingers like this, frantically
if
waving it in people's.
If you frantically did that, Heather, and pointed at your crotch, I think they would get it.
I mean, the universal language for that would be me crossing my legs and hopping and holding myself.
Like this, Heather?
Yes.
And then this.
Okay. All right. Here, Megan's trying to tell how to do it.
I'm doing it. Can you guys see
it? We'll have to do a little video.
Can you guys see me doing this right now?
We'll do a video of it.
Episode 31.
Oh, she just did it. Okay. After this, we're recording a video of you.
Megan's going to be on. Megan, you're going to remember this. So we have to record a video of Megan signing our episode 31.
Yeah. We finally have our tech assistant.
2 weeks
here,
in a row.
She's been AWOL forever.
She's literally too cool for us.
She's too cool for us sometimes. So now she's finally in here taking notes, right? You're taking notes?
Notepad sitting next to me.
What?
Isn't this the notepad?
Well, Megan's supposed to be taking notes on her phone.
Oh, on her phone.
Are you taking notes? Did you write down
video
Facebook live video
of Megan doing sign language?
Okay.
Well, Megan's gonna remember because she's also not drinking.
That's absolutely true.
Although we don't drink enough that it should matter, but we still don't remember shit.
So we drank. What did we drink tonight?
Well, we started off with that really good sweet red that you from the puppy little thing.
It's Chateau de Paz. It's like a winery that donates money to no kill shelters. So. It was amazing. It was amazing. It was a sweet red. It was delicious. It was only a quarter of a bottle.
I was so lucky to get that little glass. I got
3/4 of the bottle the night before.
But babe,
Heather got here.
You still saved some for me.
I saved some because I wanted you to taste
you
it.
You see the love there?
That's love.
Because there's some major love there when you don't finish the bottle when it's almost all the way there and you love the wine so much. That's some fucking love.
That's love. And then we drank a Sauvignon Blanc.
Which was crisp and refreshing.
It was crisp and refreshing.
But not a rebuy.
Not a rebuy. Absolutely.
No. And that was from a club I was in a long time ago called Naked Winery.
There's a lot of wines that we will drink but not buy again. I'll drink it.
It has to be a pretty bad wine for us not to drink it.
But yeah, I mean, it has to suck ass for us to not drink it.
Like, it's bitter beer face the whole way down.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, this is at the point where I look at Heather and I say, just throw it back. Just throw it back.
Which we will on wine walks.
We do that on the wine walk. She makes me taste it first.
I do. I'm smart like that.
And then she kind of looks at me and I either go, oh, that's not bad, or toss it back.
Especially in the beginning.
Oh, God, yeah.
The beginning was bad because we didn't like any reds.
We didn't like reds.
What we're realizing is the wine world is mostly reds.
Yeah, you got to like red.
And if you don't like red, you're in minority.
Yeah.
And first wine walks, Kobe, some of the ones that only served red, that's what she would do. She's like, Heather, just throw it back. And it would be a shot.
Don't taste it. I'd be like, it's oaky. Throw it back.
Oh. It's so weird how tastes change.
It does.
So we went from a Sauvignon Blanc.
Yep.
And now we're doing a Vignet?
Vignet, yep.
From Jones. And that's what we're drinking right now. And I would say the first one was really good. It was just basically a sample, though. So out of the last two wines, I would say this one's my favorite.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree.
Which is good because it's one of our wine clubs.
Yeah.
And we're going to chin.
Oh, yes. Are we doing it in front of my microphone? Okay, hold on. Ready?
Yes.
Oh my God, that was amazing.
Thank you, Thor, for the tip.
Thor's like, don't hold your glasses by the body. He's like, told us how to hold our glasses mm-hmm. so we could get a good chink.
And he was correct, which that's, you know, saying a lot when we give the husbands credit for being correct on something that we were not doing correctly.
Actually, like, made a good suggestion.
So Kobe has new four family members this week.
I do have four new family members this week. Mm-hmm. So Friday, my pregnant stray cat that we adopted.
Well, she's not stray. She's your cat.
She's not stray anymore. Now she's my cat.
Yes.
Beautiful long-haired calico.
We should put a picture up of her and her babies.
We should. Megan. Okay. she had kittens on, yeah. Friday, which will be a week from when this gets aired. So,
oh my God,
so freaking cute, little tiny. They're so tiny when they're born,
and so fragile looking.
They are
almost alien like.
They are. They just kind of squirm around, and
they don't really get to the cute kitten part where people actually see pictures of them.
Yeah.
Until they're about 3-4 weeks old. Three weeks are so freaking cute.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, they're just kind of, you know, they sleep in a little pile and they cuddle up with mom. And that's about it right now.
And they eat.
Yep.
They're so cute.
So, they're super cute. So, yeah. I'll get a picture of them and post it.
I love the baby. There's an all black one.
Yeah.
Thor, you're in trouble. You know how I am about black.
We have one that's 100% black. Like the cat is just black.
So cute.
We have one that's black with a white face and white paws.
Very cute too.
We have a black and white, like tiger striped one.
I bet you by the time it's older, it's just a gray tabby.
Yeah, just a gray tabby. And then we have one bright all orange.
It's the one that doesn't belong in the group, but it looks like the dominant one.
Yeah, yeah. He's a brute. Him and the tabby one eat constantly.
The tabbies. The tabbies. Just,
yeah.
We both have very large tabbies.
We do.
Kobe has a very big orange tabby named Buddy.
Yep.
And I have a very large gray tabby named Jaeger.
And they're 20-plus pound
each
cats.
Of them.
Yeah.
So we feel like this is the mini Jaeger and the mini
buddy
in there.
So we'll see. And they fight constantly over who gets to eat more.
Right now they're about the same size.
They are. They're going to be.
Now, if the orange one gets a teeny bit bigger than the other one, and one's fluffy and one's short hair, it's like crazy.
That's like fate stepping in.
I know. I still have always wondered what it'd be like if Buddy and Jaeger had a play date. I don't imagine much would be going on my cat side.
They'd probably just lay down and stare at each other.
Like, yeah, you're big, but you're way over there.
Yeah, I'm big too. I'm going to stay over here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, you know, I just eat.
Although one hunts and one doesn't.
That's true. Buddy does like to hunt stuff.
And Jaeger just is a lover.
He does. He just lays down like a doily and you pet him.
But he does like his pet. Like, he'll make you pet him. He'll grab onto your arm.
He likes to be pet. And you cannot insult that cat because he knows.
You insult him and he's going
to
scratch.
Bad about his weight. You have to be careful.
He's sensitive about the weight.
He's very sensitive.
Yeah. Don't call him a mini cow, Kobe.
I called him a mini cow.
And my couch suffered.
Because he's huge and he has tiny short legs and he looks like a little cow.
He has a little head for his body,
and
too.
He does. He's a weird looking fat cat.
He really is. That's him. So, yeah, new additions. Yay.
Yay. Little babies.
What else? Oh, we just came off of Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial weekend. I hope everybody had a good time.
I mean, lots of barbecues. I don't think I barbecued. Did you barbecue?
We finally did. Well, so I had to work.
Oh, that's right.
I had to work on Memorial
Day.
She
only had a 2-day weekend.
I just had a regular weekend. I didn't get any days off. So I had a regular weekend. My husband, of course, had that day off. So he was like, what do you want?
Your husband had an even longer one. He had a 5-day weekend.
He took a 5-day weekend. Yeah, he did.
I mean, and I never worked Friday, so I had a 4-day weekend, and that felt pretty fucking nice.
Yeah, I had a regular 2-day weekend with no days off.
I told you, I would have spent my Monday with you at work.
You know, I should have called you.
I mean, there's nothing better I would love to do than annoy your coworkers at work.
And it was only Jonathan that was there. So we would have a blast. Oh my
gosh. Jonathan kind of loves me.
We would have so much fun with Jonathan.
Actually, I think all your coworkers love me.
They do. They do. But yeah, so my husband did not have to work, but I did. And so he kept saying, what do you want for dinner? And I said, I want some fucking barbecued hamburgers.
Well, you know, did you get a real burger?
I ate a turkey burger.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't think it'd be a real burger.
So yeah, so he did. He barbecued turkey burgers and hamburgers both. And then we found a package of frozen French fries in the freezer. So we cooked those. So we had hamburgers and French fries.
Do you know what I'm craving so bad?
What?
A bucket of fries. From the Lakeview.
We have to go get a bucket of fries.
We know what else I really want to do.
Megan just sat up. Bucket of fries. You want me to
make that a note? Yes. Make that a note, what? Megan, that we get the bucket of fries soon.
Yes. Make
and
a note.
Megan.
For bucket of fries.
Did you know that I actually said I would go to Slide Waters with you guys?
Yeah.
You see the look of surprise? I won't go.
Heather hates water.
I'll go on the lazy river. I'll let my ass get wet.
She hates it. I have to get her super drunk.
Literally. And the Slide Waters, that's very difficult to do because they don't allow alcohol.
Oh, but we know how to get around that.
Wine growler. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Tara, for introducing me to the wine growler.
Any place that says no alcohol allowed, we consider a challenge.
A challenge accepted and conquered.
That's right. Every single time.
But I will go there. I will go. I get to pack my amazing picnic lunch that I always like.
Yeah.
Yep. I still like to get food from them, too.
We're doing that.
Yeah.
We're going
to
do that. It.
Thor actually loves going to Slide Waters, too.
Does
he'll
he?
Go. Oh God, he loves going down all the different rides. Like he'd go down all of those with Megan. Even Purple Haze, he'd
They're
go down.
Fun.
With.
Like no Purple Haze. No, 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 no. Let me just stop you right there.
Okay.
Slide Waters is like a regular. You know, if you people don't know, in Chelan, Slide Waters is like a water park. Mm. They have a whole bunch of water slides.
Obviously,
they have one slide called the Purple Haze. Now, the Purple Haze is a water slide that's completely enclosed.
Yes.
Like the top isn't open. It's closed.
And guess what, guys? It's purple.
It's dark.
Purple tubing. Purple.
So once you start going down the Purple Haze, which is completely enclosed, it's pitch black dark. You cannot see anything while you are going down
Just
this water
slide. Just the water. You can feel the water coming and
you
hitting
you. You can feel
you.
This water. So while you're going down, this is my recollection of the last time I went on the Purple Haze.
Okay.
You go in, you're like, yeah, water slides are fun, right? I've had a lot of fun today. Let's go down the Purple Haze. You get in the Purple Haze, pitch fucking black. You cannot see anything. So you're going down this water slide at, you know, 50 miles an hour or however fast you're going. You cannot see. When there is a turn coming up on the water slide. So when you go around the turn, your head smacks into the side of the water slide because you don't know that you're going around a corner and you cannot prepare for it. So your head and your body is constantly smacking into the side of the water slide.
Oh.
And then you get going so fast. I don't know why, but on this slide, you go so fucking fast.
Well, because it's a tube.
That you fly out of the slide with your butt up in the air and your head down in the fucking water. And you literally fly out of the water slide 50 miles an hour, butt up, head in the water.
Now,
fucking shit.
Not everybody comes out like that, Kobe.
That is how I come out of the Purple Haze.
Okay, that's how That's how Kobe came out of the Purple Haze. Now, shockingly, I've done the Purple Haze.
What?
Isn't it shocking? So, my nephew was about 13 years old, 14, I think. And water park is his favorite thing in the whole wide world.
Uh-huh.
At this point, because he's autistic,
yeah.
He was not allowed to go down slides by himself.
Okay.
So, he might have been a little younger. I'm thinking about 11 mark.
Okay, yeah.
Nobody would go on the Purple Haze with him. And he wanted to go so bad. And he's a freakish giant, tall, so he could go on the ride.
Yep.
So after I tried to convince my husband to go on it, and my husband said no, like three times, he had no desire to go on the Purple Haze. To my what I remember, I think he's done it a couple times, but I don't think he wanted to this day. And no one else would go with Nelson. So I finally, being the really loving aunt that I am, I said, okay, I'll go. How wet is it?
It's fucking wet. Because so your butt's up in the air and your head is in the water.
Now, when I went down the Purple Haze, I had to go down first because Nelson wanted me to talk to him the whole way down to tell him how it was. Because he was put his head, for some reason, they let him put his head into the tunnel. Because he was the next rider to listen to me talk to him.
And you're like, it's so awesome, Nelson.
That's what I told him. I was like, I was very honest with him. I was like, Nelson's very black. I can't see anything. Nelson, there's water that has just gone into my mouth that I'm not happy about because I don't know where this water has been. Who it's been in. Someone else could have just spit this water out a second ago, and I don't know this. So anyway, I did not shoot out with my butt in the air and my head down because I probably had my legs locked to the side of this thing the whole way down to slow me down as much as I could, like I do on every water slide.
Well, see, to my credit, because you can't see where you're going, I probably had a concussion from my head slamming into the sides of the water.
That didn't happen
slide.
To me, but yeah. I did lay down. Okay. But I had my legs spread so far, pushing so hard, like I had a leg cramp.
I believe that you're... did not come out butt Mm-mm. up.
No, like literally, I came out of that thing and I could stand up out of that thing. Like I couldn't really touch, but I had the thing slow down so hard from my legs being pushed against the side like I've always done on water slides that I literally came out of there so slow that I didn't even emerge. And my head, my hair still wasn't wet when I came out of there. God. And that's some... fucking skill.
That is some skill.
Because I hate
Cause when
my
I came out,
being
I
wet.
Had my butt in the air, my head in the thing, and I had a concussion.
No concussions. I was fine. I was able to talk to Nelson the whole way down. Now, when he came down, he submerged. I don't know if the butt was in the air and the head down, but it could have been, Kobe. I mean, I was shocked because I saw him shoot out of that thing like a rocket, and I was just like, how the hell did that just happen?
Yeah, most people shoot out of there like a rocket.
Well, I think most of them probably had their legs together and just enjoying the ride, whereas me, I was the whole time fighting it to make myself slow down as much as I could.
I never. Megan and I went there last year, and I refused to go down the Purple Haze.
Megan, if you want to go on the Purple Haze, Megan, I will go with you.
No, she didn't want to go.
Okay.
I made her go. They have an inner tube ride where it's a tube for two people.
Is that the river one?
No.
What's the other one? That's tube. Oh, that's on the other side where the racing is, right?
It's right below the Purple Haze.
Yes, I remember that because it comes out in the same pool, right?
It comes out in the same pool. And I made Megan go on that. She didn't even want to go on that with me. I made her go on that one with me.
Now, I'll do those.
I'm like, that'll be fun.
For the most part. Now, the only thing I have problems with the tube rides is when this person I'm on the ride with gets off prematurely at the bottom and then flips me.
Oh, I'm going to so do that to
no,
you.
No. You did not listen to the repercussions of what happens to those people.
I can
people.
Already picture you with your hair wet, pissed off beyond reproach.
Have you ever seen my hair wet?
No.
I mean, it's not never, a visual you're going to want to see.
You wouldn't go on with that ride with me in Disneyland with the water ride, the bear one.
The River Rapids?
Yes.
I hate that
you
ride.
You and Megan dug your heels in and you would not go with me.
If you witnessed.
So I've still never been on that ride.
If you witnessed what happened
I
to me on
that. I have never
been.
Fine,
I will go on it, but I have to poncho up for this shit. In an umbrella. I don't care if they won't let me have
listen,
it.
Linda.
You listen to me, Linda.
That's a ride at Disneyland I've never been on because of you.
Because I ruined that ride for hundreds of people the last time I went on there.
You know what? Next time we go, you're just going to sit down and you're going to be quiet. And we're
no,
going to go on the ride.
I am not. I will put a poncho on. I will have my Mary Poppins umbrella. And I will say, fuck you to anybody who says you only get a drop of water on you because that's how I got on the ride.
Liar.
Someone told me.
Liar.
Don't worry. You only get a drop. Only a drop. Okay, you know what? Some of you, it's true. Only a drop. But when I got on there, I didn't have a poncho on. I had a white t-shirt on with blue jeans. with my husband, and then this family of four comes on there, and they get out their ponchos, and they put their ponchos on, Kobe.
Now, you listen.
I'm trying to.
You listen, Linda.
But I'm the one been on this damn ride.
You haven't been on that ride with me.
I don't think it matters who I go on with.
I think it does.
I think the ride picks the person it's going to fucking torture. And that ride chose me, because I'll tell you, every single cannon that went off went on me. Any little waterfall went on me.
If we're laughing and have a good time, you won't even notice it. It's just, if I give you wine.
It has to be a lot of wine.
It'll be a lot of wine. It'll be fine.
I'm ponchoing up.
Fine.
Ponchoing up.
I'm totally gonna, the next time we go to Disneyland, I'm sneaking the wine in. Fine. We're gonna get water bottles and we're gonna fill them with white fucking wine.
That it's gonna be golden.
And we're gonna sink that shit because, you know.
Although we just said it on here.
I'm super sorry, Disneyland, but the wine's coming in.
It has to, because there's aspects she wants to do in the River Rapids ride. Yeah, I'm going to have to be effing drunk.
I'm going to have
no white t-shirts.
Have to have drunk Heather for that.
God. You got to let a poncho go on, too.
You can have your poncho. I don't care.
If I would add a poncho,
I don't care.
I wouldn't have thrown the temper tantrum in the middle of all of California Adventure and stormed out of there with my husband running behind me. And I have never been so wet in my life. Like, it really looked like someone threw me in a lake and I came crawling out of there drip. That's how wet I was. It was ridiculous.
Hey, well, you know what? You got to expect that. It's a water ride.
You realize every other person off the ride, including Thor, didn't have a drop of water on them. Just me. And I was sitting right next to him. Every waterfall. And then they have these cannons that people can put quarters in. And guess who they were shooting for? Me.
Yep.
Only me.
Yep.
No one else. Just me. I fucking hate that ride. But I love Kobe so much that if she provided enough wine and I had a poncho, I would go on the ride with her.
All I would have to do is say, Heather, please. I've never been on this ride.
It's true. Although it didn't work for her the first time.
And Megan dug her heels in, too. She wouldn't refuse to go.
Because she's smart.
And you're like, no. Well, I made you guys go into that wilderness retreat place first.
Megan, what were our spirit animals in that stupid thing?
Mine was an eagle. It was a wolf.
I thought I was a wolf. I thought I was a wolf.
So I'm like, we have to go in every single thing here. I don't care.
She had a checklist.
I had a checklist. I'm like, we're going in the wilderness retreat. And you're like, it's dumb and it's boring. I'm like, I don't care. Go. We're all going into the wilderness retreat.
And I'm not going to say that wasn't everything just because I had experience. They had one trip experience over me, but I had like about five or six before them. And I warned them on a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And we still did it. And sometimes I was right and sometimes I was wrong.
We still missed some stuff. We didn't check off everything.
But you know what we checked off that I never checked off?
What?
Every single parade. And every single show that they did.
The shows in the parade were awesome.
And I never got to see all that stuff before because we were so ride oriented that we'd be like, oh, everyone's at the parade. Everyone's at Fantasmic. Let's do the rides.
Yep. Yeah.
Which honestly, if you're ride oriented, it's a great time to do it.
It is. Remember when we went to the Frozen show?
The sing-along?
And the sing-along Frozen show at the end, it like rained like snow. There was like snowing inside the theater.
Oh my God. It was so amazing.
It was like Disney. You're fantastic.
Kobe and I are not singers. And I can't vouch for Kobe here, but I was belting off the top of my lungs. I was singing all the Frozen songs.
You hadn't even seen Frozen until the night before I made you watch it.
She did make me watch it because we're going to go meet Olaf. And who knew Olaf was going to be one of my favorite Disney characters ever.
Yeah, he's your favorite. I know.
I had to get a picture with just him. There was hardly any character.
I need my picture with just me and Olaf.
And then Megan and Kobe bought me my own little Olaf from the airport.
Yeah.
And he's in my China hutch.
Yeah.
Very preserved.
Love Olaf.
I wish I could squish him.
I want to kiss him.
Like your squirrel I got you that still has the kiss mark on it?
Oh, yeah.
No, you will not kiss my Olaf then.
That's from Lindsay.
Yeah, no kiss marks on my Olaf. He's perfectly white and sparkly and perfect.
So we were going to do some trivia. Megan?
Ooh, are you ready trivia. Yep. So how do we want to do this? So Megan, you want my mic or do you want me to move to Kobe's?
Our tech assistant Megan's going to give us some trivia
questions.
I'm going
to move to Kobe and let Megan have my mic.
We're going to do that. So Heather's going to come over here to my mic and Megan's going to take Heather's mic and she's going to ask us a trivia question
from a
website that does what, random trivia or something.
Yeah, just randomly generated
randomly
trivia.
Randomly generated trivia.
I'm going to hold it.
Okay. There we go. That's good. Okay. We had to pour some more wine. So here we go. Okay. All right, Megan. Hold on, let me move this. Here we go. Okay.
Okay.
I'm back, people. I have migrated to Kobe's microphone.
Yeah, so we're going to answer the trivia questions, Megan. Okay. Are we ready?
We're going to try.
We're going to nail this shit.
I'm going to start out with a couple easy ones.
Okay, she's going to give us easy one.
Easy.
Are you ready? I hate easy because I still fail.
You're going to do awesome.
Okay. Heather, you might want to get closer to the microphone.
I got this.
Okay. I just didn't know if they could hear you.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Go for it.
This one's very easy.
I know, we're so close. Okay, go ahead.
What now?
What superhero built a fortress of solitude?
Superman!
That was
right?
Wait, that was my ear.
Please don't ruin Heather's hearing.
Was that correct?
I'm assuming it's correct. There's a few superheroes that have made the
That was correct. Okay, next one. Go ahead.
Come here.
In motor racing, what color is the caution flag?
Yellow.
Correct.
Okay.
I've been to races.
You have been to a race.
I know.
We're two for two. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
Who would have thought? These are easy ones, though.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, they're just random, but the first one was super easy. Who wrote the lyrics of the Christmas carol, Silent Night?
A composer.
Want to be a little more specific?
A nun.
Mick Jagger.
Elton John.
What? Beethoven.
Did you know Mick Jagger, sucks as a person?
What? Megan? Megan, okay. Megan, listen.
He's supposedly really mean, is what I'm saying.
How many celebrities are really mean?
That's true.
What's the answer?
Joseph Moore.
We're so close. God,
we're close. Okay, give us another one.
Do any of you guys know constellations?
Oh,
I like the Milky Way,
like stars.
That's
and
a
shit?
Galaxy. Oh.
Okay,
probably.
Yeah, Milky. Stars.
Okay.
How many stars are in the Big Dipper?
20.
50.
7.
We were close.
Hey, that was pretty awesome.
I mean,
that was pretty good.
You were only off by, 13?
Yeah.
And I was off by 43.
You do math super good.
Isn't that nice for someone that had their twin sister
That's
doing
good.
Both their math?
That's awesome.
I know, huh?
Okay, Megan, hit us again.
We got it.
I'm looking for one because I don't think you guys are going to know.
She knows we can't do these.
We know a lot more shit than you think we know.
Just try us, Megan.
Last time you said that you got the question wrong, so.
Whatever.
We get the question wrong.
Judgy much?
Of the time.
All right.
It's funnier this way.
Also, half of these things I can't pronounce. Mm.
It's a you problem, not a us
problem.
It's not
a us problem.
Do you want to have me try to pronounce it and watch you get the answers wrong?
Sure. Let's just try it out here.
In France, what is a framboise?
It's not French fries.
It's
pommes frites.
It's a dessert.
No,
it's fire.
It's a fruit.
Oh.
It's a dragon fruit.
It's a raspberry.
Dragon fruit's red, just like raspberries. That
like
was
fire.
Close.
A dragon fruit is pink, first of all.
Megan, okay. Megan.
If I don't keep you guys in check, who will?
Listen, Linda. Listen. Go on to the next question.
What are you gonna do on one of these days when Listen Linda doesn't work? It works.
It always
right
it always works.
Okay, well,
go ahead. Go ahead.
It just makes me really angry.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm trying to have a debate, and you just go, "Wait, listen, Linda."
I know I stopped you in track.
because you're not Linda.
Well, yeah, but it just, I see the with rage.
I see the little boy. I see that little boy saying, listen, Linda.
Not see, Heather, see the.
Go. Sorry. That's the next question.
In soccer, how many yellow cards result in the ejection of a player from the game?
Three! I was going to say three.
It's two.
Oh! But it's the third card that gets them ejected.
Apparently not.
Well, it's two cards and the third and is the red card.
Oh.
Gone.
There we go. Then two yellow cards. That was the question.
See how I flipped that so
is
we
that
were right?
Sort of, are you sort of right then?
That's how we sort of did it right. Because there's three cards total to make you
so
gone.
So we were sort of right.
Half right?
Okay.
Half right.
You didn't get the point.
Wait, okay,
are
go
we
ahead.
Negative points?
Go. Do
probably.
It give us another question.
What did John...
Jeopardy were the 2 points away, though.
I know.
We didn't make these rules.
What did John Hancock sign in 1776?
The Declaration of Independence!
Was this sad? I was going to say, who's Jan? John Hancock.
Wait, was I right?
What do you mean? Yes, Mom, you were right.
Wait, who is this guy again?
He signed... He was the... I think he was the first person to sign Declaration Plate.
Why haven't Jefferson did?
And he has the biggest signature.
Haven't you ever heard Sign Your John Hancock?
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's what it's from. He signed the Declaration of Independence and his signature is really
big. Fuck, guys. You see how you learn something new every day? There you go.
I got a
John Hancock.
Right.
Cock? Ooh. Like a cock? Mm-hmm. Hancock? Mm-hmm. Like you're handing your cock?
Yep.
Heather.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just making sure I can remember how to say his name.
Okay.
She's like, you know, mentally like tagging it.
Handing
so
a
that,
cock.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Got it. I got the Hancock.
Okay, go ahead.
Hancock.
I'm going to give you a hint for this one before I say it.
Okay.
Dad would definitely know this.
Well, how the fuck is that going to help us?
Fuck that.
That means it's going to be tanks or jets.
Or dinosaurs.
It's not either. Not any of those. Mike Judge is best known for creating what two popular characters?
Mike Judge?
Dad would know this.
South Park.
Is it South Park?
That not even close.
Is it Simpsons. Family Guy?
No.
Is it a cartoon
is it
guy?
Steel Panther.
That's not a cart.
is it a cartoon?
Yes, Heather.
Wait, is it? Star Blazers.
No, that's a Japanese cartoon.
You said cartoon.
Does Mike Judge sound like a Japanese name?
Well, I'm
Megan.
Not into cartoons.
Megan.
I don't know anything
don't.
Else.
Megan.
Don't say what I think you're going to say. Don't do it.
Listen, Linda. I give up because I'm out of cartoons after the Family
is
Guy.
Is it the, that one?
American Family, is that one?
No.
Oh. Is it the... Futurama?
It's Beavis and Butthead.
Oh.
I didn't get to watch that.
What two popular characters that are cartoons? Not the entire cartoon.
Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Those are the two characters.
Okay. I'm just sorry. That
we,
went just like blew past
really
me.
Wrong.
We got that super
We're
wrong.
We're really good at trivia.
Okay. Give us a better one.
What is the only mammal naturally capable of true and sustained flight?
What?
Do you want a hint?
No,
mammal capable of natural, like in the air?
Wait, is it
flight.
A squirrel?
Flying squirrels don't fly. They glide.
A hummingbird.
That can't be a bird because birds aren't mammals.
A fly.
Suppose that's an insect. That's not a mammal.
Oh, okay.
we need a mammal.
Mammal. Okay.
Wait, are fish mammals?
And
no, okay, it's not a mammal. That's a whale. Okay.
What about like an eagle or something?
That's a bird still.
Mom.
That's not a mammal?
Heather, it just, do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
It's a bat.
Fuck. Oh.
It's the only mammal that's able to fly.
Jamie.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to say goddamn it. I mean, I did, but
Super
I didn't mean
sorry.
To for you.
Sorry. Okay.
Sorry. I was mad because we didn't get the bat.
I'm also sorry because I was told that we talk over the top of each other all this time.
I mean, depending on what episode they were listening to, it was way more intense
it
than
was,
others.
It's
cause
not.
Because we got better.
Yeah.
I mean, even though we're doing it right now, it's not that bad. You guys
we've
just
had,
listen to us.
We've had a lot of wine right now. Okay, go, Megan. Go.
Which states did the U.S. gain as a result of the Mexican-American War?
Texas!
That's one of them. What are the other two?
New Mexico.
Yep. Last one.
Arizona.
What's nope. on the other side of Texas?
Louisiana.
No. It's on this Arkansas. This side of Texas.
Why am I yelling?
California?
Yep.
Yes!
Oh!
Oh! Yes!
Ching! Right, hold it right. We I'll kill that one.
I mean, I only listed like four bad ones before that one. But we had the first two correctly. New Mexico and Texas.
Yeah, I was going to say Oklahoma, but go ahead. All right, go ahead.
We're good, we're good.
If a dog is a canine, what animal is an ovine? Or ovine, I don't know.
A dog is a canine. What animal is an ovine?
Ostrich?
A cat.
Cats are felines.
Bird.
No.
Ovine?
But that's what I did think it
Rat.
Was.
Rat.
Pig.
No, but closer.
Hippopotamus.
No, not even.
Close to a pig.
It's a farmyard animal.
Goat.
No.
Cow.
Llama.
No.
Cow.
Chicken.
No.
Duck.
No.
Horse.
A sheep.
Oh, God, we danced around that.
I guess a cow is a bovine.
Bovine?
A bovine.
That's interesting.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Patron, you're a canine.
You're a canine.
Canine unit?
Here's an easy one.
Okay.
What's the capital of Wisconsin?
Wait, I thought you said it was easy.
Don't you know your state capitals?
I mean, once upon a time I did.
I know the capital of Wisconsin is cheese.
That's the food that's their capital. That's their state food.
Jesus Christ.
Like, they get a state flower
wait.
And a state animal.
Green Bay.
It's not Green Bay. Wait, can I have my phone?
No.
I used to know every single one of these because I had to
Bay
pass it.
Cheesehead.
Obviously.
Green Bay Packers.
It was so important that my brain did not save it in its memory bank.
Okay, Megan, where do they make the cheese?
Madison.
Oh.
That was not on the tip of
my
tongue.
I so did not know that.
That was not coming
wasn't
out.
Even close.
All right, this next one's a Jeff question.
Okay.
The guy who basically does all of our sound.
Okay.
That Jeff.
Uncle Jeff.
Uncle Jeff.
Jeff. Okay.
I didn't know if I should call him Uncle Jeff or not.
Uncle Jeff.
Uncle Jeff.
Got this.
He would definitely know this. Maybe.
So probably have a very slim chance.
Yeah,
very slim chance.
It's not. What year was the operating system Windows first released to the market?
90.
Mm-mm. 2000.
80.
I'm going with 2000.
88.
You're so close.
87.
You're so close.
86.
You're so close.
What is 90. It?
You were one, Mom, you were one away. It's 1985.
1985. Just because when I went to college in the 90, they were bringing in Windows and I thought they were dumb.
I thought 2000 because I never used Windows until then pretty much.
I thought Windows was dumb.
Oh, wait.
And that a mouse was stupid and no one would ever use it. FYI.
This is why Kobe's not heading up our future.
I got past it, though. I embraced it. Did you just spill your wine? Lick that shit off. She's licking it off her hand. Okay, let's just do a couple more. Then we got to move on.
All right. You still got your... Yeah, your news.
About.
This one's hard.
Okay.
Fuck, Megan.
Prepare yourself.
We know it.
I got this shit.
You do not know it. If you do, I will be very impressed.
I hope we know it.
What are the first four digits of Beverly Hills zip code?
90210.
Boom, baby.
How did you know?
Because that was 90210, the show. Boom.
Well, now I have to get a really hard one to make up for that.
No.
Everybody knows Beverly Hills 90210, Megan.
I mean, God, that just rolled right off.
I know, right?
It would have rolled off you, too.
I can't believe Megan didn't know that.
Nope, 90210.
Okay, give us another one.
Yeah.
Give us challenges. That was so easy.
You're really pushing your luck.
Hey,
Okay, are you like, are you scrolling through the
questions? Do you just have find the hard ones?
If they're random, you just have to ask it.
Who won a Pulitzer Prize for Angela's Ashes?
Angela's Ashes?
Yeah.
It was a woman.
No.
Kermit the Frog.
Close.
See, I was close.
It was
I'm kidding.
It was Joseph.
Kenneth? Patron?
Robert. It, no.
Oh.
It's a white guy's name.
Blake.
Shelton.
His last name is something that a judge works in.
A court? Groom?
Really close. There's something Kurt in front Cobain. Of court.
Kurt Cobain. Won a Pulitzer Prize.
You know what? I might just let you guys take it.
Okay, what is it? Wait, tell us what it is.
Frank McCourt.
There's no fucking way we're getting that
Frank.
Shit. Frank.
Frank. That's
Frank McCourt.
German. Or that's like French or something. Mm. Okay, give us one more and then we're going to be done.
This one there's a chance of us getting.
Football question?
Possibly, I can do football.
Possibly.
What did former NFL star Joe Montana play college? Where did former NFL star Joe Montana play college football?
No, Heather.
Heather, no. Heather, put it down. Heather.
He played at a university.
He played for the Dolphins.
Which university? Where was it?
That's partial points for knowing where he went, where he played for NFL. It,
do you guys want a hint?
Yeah. Let's get a hint. Was it in Florida too?
I'll give you a hint. Who is it? Esmeralda. That's your hint.
Notre Dame.
What?
You got it.
Oh, yeah!
We got it.
Yeah. Yeah, me.
For
love Joe Montana.
Oh, of course.
Joe Montana. Chains to Joe Montana.
Just before I go, for context, we did a practice round since all the questions are random, and there was a Notre Dame question about Esmeralda. From
there
the
was.
Movie.
I got that one right, right?
You did.
No.
I got that one.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Yes, I
did. She got it right.
Yeah. Even though I'm pretty sure you've never seen the movie.
I haven't.
Well, exactly.
I haven't. I've never movie. Seen it.
Yeah.
That movie doesn't even have a Disney character at Disneyland.
It doesn't.
Oh, no. Not Quasimodo. Yeah. What's the creepy guy's name who sings about having a fire in his skin for the lady?
What?
Yeah, there's a creepy old dude.
The guy with the hump on his back?
No, what? No. He's the good guy. There's an old priest dude who wants to kill the guy.
Is that the blue guy?
No, he's a weird, creepy. I'll pull up a picture.
I thought the blue guy
I
was
don't.
The bad guy. In
he's
it.
A weird.
I, you know, I've never seen it. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Game yet.
He tries to like.
He hasn't.
He tries to like take Esmeralda.
What is this? My dog is forcing himself between us.
He's like laying his head in her legs.
And he's like, is he putting pressure on you? Because there's
he's
a lot
like,
of pressure on my hips.
And
to
he's
move
licking.
Over.
He's licking. I don't
it's,
know.
It's this dude.
It's a weird dog.
Behind the fairy tale, the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I don't know that guy. Where's
I
the
don't
blue
know.
Guy?
I don't
Who's
know.
Who's the blue guy?
All right. We can't. We have to go on. Come
okay.
on.
Okay.
We got, okay. We're done with trivia. Thank you, Megan.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
For,
even though I'm always sitting here.
Her, we might have to do this again with the trivia.
The trivia is fun.
The trivia
I can
is fun.
Prepare trivia questions specifically for you guys.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'll get some
that
Disney
would
ones.
Awesome.
Oh, Disney ones would be good.
Yeah.
Disney trivia.
Animal ones are good with us. I would steer clear of political ones because
yeah.
we're not going to know anything there.
Or historical anything.
What's the name of the current U.S. president?
Donald Trump.
I didn't,
there we go.
I didn't think
I
you guys
that.
Would get that one, honestly.
Hell fucking yeah.
Health. We fucking know that shit.
Yeah, good job.
Vice president is, it's probably not
I
be
don't
it.
Even
I have
know.
No idea.
Something, it's not Patton.
It's
Putin?
Joe Biden.
Oh, that guy.
That's not it.
If you would have told
Hillary
me.
He was a vice president.
If you would have told me it was Joe Biden, I probably would have just been like, yeah. It's
I,
totally
I
that guy.
Know.
It's
I
something Putin.
Pence.
Pence.
Pence. Oh.
You did
Putin.
No,
wait.
I know what it was.
Putin is the.
He's from Russia.
He's the weird Russian dude. Have you seen him shirtless
Russian
on?
Dictator?
Yeah.
You don't want
why
that guy.
That, what, why did he think that with the vice president?
I don't know.
It's probably because Trump talks about him so much.
He's
Don't talk about the vice president.
Pence, Putin, whatever.
Have you guys seen the pictures of Putin shirtless on a horse?
I don't want to see those pictures.
God, no, and I don't want to.
Our history teacher was mean and decided to show us.
We need to complain about that history teacher.
I'm going to need to call someone, Megan.
Get him fired. Get him fired.
Because what the hell are they teaching you if they're making you memorize pictures of half-naked bodies?
History, obviously.
It's not history.
I'm gonna have to call someone at your school.
Because call that one lady that we don't like.
Which one? Can I call?
I don't want to say her by name.
I have no right to call. I like those people.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't like her either.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to call her.
I'll tell you later.
Okay.
Let's not call her out on the podcast.
Well,
that's a little mean.
She's an assistant principal.
Who should have been fired.
Megan? No.
Because there's one that doesn't let
she's
me take
the
her.
She's the one that used to harass Chance all the time. So,
yeah. And who should have been fired.
She should have been fired for what she did.
Mm-hmm.
She got caught having sex with a teacher.
I think it was another teacher.
Another teacher in a janitorial closet at school. She got caught by a student having sex with another teacher in the janitorial closet at school, and she was not fired.
Or reprimanded at all?
Nope. Oh, guess what?
Wow.
Every day when you walk out of school, if you want to go off campus for lunch, you have to show them this little sticker on the back of their card that they give you if you're like a student, have good grades, that says, hey, I'm allowed to go on open campus. She was the one checking them. And she had the audacity to smile at me.
Megan, she fucking smiled at me. So
Mom,
slapped that bitch upside the head.
Fucking smile at me.
She knows exactly who I am. She knows exactly who my brother is.
Oh shit.
Cause I was talking to Mr. Noel and she was in earshot.
Oh no.
And so she knows who my brother is.
I love Mr. Noel.
Mr. Noel's great.
That sounds very like Christmassy.
He's the principal and he's awesome.
It's like the Christmas song Noel.
He's a really good principal.
He better be if his last name's Noel.
He was. Yeah, she's like.
It's okay if we call out his name, right? Because he's cool.
Because he's cool.
Okay.
We can say
we
his
like
name.
Principal Noel.
He's
all
nice.
We gotta finish this up here.
All right.
We're gonna go some fucked up shit.
Listen.
Fucked
up. Do you want your microphone back?
Yeah. So Heather's gonna take her back.
Here's
back.
Your phone.
Thank you.
That I took.
Heather can have her phone back now.
Say goodbye, Megan.
Oh, bye.
Thank you, Megan, for doing trivia for us.
We appreciate that a lot. I'm back to my microphone now.
So Heather's got her mic back. I'm going to do some
sorry, everybody.
News.
I have it back.
We need like some music or something. It's time
for fucked up
news.
Boo. That was not good at all. We do. So, Megan, find some fucked up news music for us to play.
Can you write us a song on your ukulele, please?
Just something for an intro for a fucked up news.
Okay.
So I
will.
How much money are
tell
we talking
Sydney,
about?
Tell Sydney.
That's it?
Tell Sydney that we'll give her like a Starbucks gift card.
Yep.
Okay.
Starbucks
Dutch,
gift card.
Or Dutch Bros gift card.
What is her preference? Or any gift card.
She can have whatever she wants.
Yeah. Okay. Weird
we're gonna get
dollar
let's go get
area.
Sydney some weird stuff at Target. Okay,
that will be a bonus cash.
Bonus cast, weird stuff at Target for Sydney.
Yes.
All right. So today's fucked up news item actually is a local story,
and I don't know about this yet because Kobe won't tell me about it because she wants me to be shocked.
Because
my shocking,
I read this story on the local newspaper and I was like, "What the fuck?" Like,
wait, do you still get the local newspaper?
I read it online.
How do you read it online? It won't only let me show it
they
all. You have to pay for it, don't you?
No.
Well, I do.
You no, not anymore.
Everybody can read it now?
I think so. I have to check it out. I had to get an email. Anyways, I saw it on Facebook too. So it's just fucked. So there's this guy. His name's Cameron. He's 27 years old.
Already sounds suspicious.
27 years old.
Cameron, 27.
He's 27.
Okay.
So Cameron, bless his heart, already has 13 felony convictions.
Felony?
Yeah.
13. I thought you only got 3 and you were locked away for your life.
So poor Cameron, who's 27, has 13 felony convictions already.
I don't think I feel bad for Cameron.
So Cameron, I'm just going to tell you right now, mm-hmm. is not the smartest guy.
Not with 13 felony
not
conventions.
Not the smartest guy. So what Cameron does is Cameron gets himself a gun. Now, as a felon,
Cameron, that's not smart.
As a felon, it's illegal for him to own a gun, but he has this gun.
How did he get the fucking gun?
I don't
if it's
know
illegal,
where he got it. I don't know where he got it.
This is where our gun laws come in. The great.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. This is where we have gun control issues. Okay.
Yeah, that's really helping us.
So Cameron has a gun. He feels pretty awesome with himself. He tucks the gun into the front of his pants pocket, right? Because he's like, yeah, I got a gun, right?
I don't think this is going too good for Cameron.
He's a badass.
With his gun in his pocket of
his
pants?
With his gun in his front pocket. So what happens, do you think, with Cameron and the gun in his front pocket?
I think he shot his balls off.
He shot his fucking balls off.
He really did?
Yes, he did.
Guys, I did not know the answer to this. I'm just guessing.
Yeah, so the gun went off, and Cameron shot off his testicles.
So he can no longer reproduce.
Which is a good thing in this case.
Because he's fucking dumb.
So he
no offense, Cameron.
He shot off his balls, and the bullet went into his thigh.
Ooh.
So he needs, obviously, to go to the hospital, right?
To get the bullet removed from his thigh.
Before he goes to the hospital, he instructs his girlfriend who's trying to drive him. He says, no. Before you take him to the hospital, go to my friend's house so I can give him the gun because I'm not supposed to have it because I'm a 13-time convicted felon and I can't have a gun.
Well, at least he knows this.
So he passes the gun off and then his girlfriend takes him to the hospital. Okay. So the doctors, they perform surgery because he's obviously shot his balls off.
Yeah.
And FYI, in case anyone doesn't know this, if you go to the hospital with a gunshot wound, they immediately call the police.
Obviously.
Yes. So Cameron gets surgery. While they're doing surgery on him to repair his gunshot testicle.
And his thigh.
And his thigh. A big bag of marijuana falls out of his butthole.
His butt, it's legal.
I know.
So why is he harboring stuff in his butthole?
No.
That's because
these people are so used to it for so long that they like it there.
I don't know. So he just apparently just has a bag of marijuana stuffed up his ass.
That obviously came out.
So while they're doing surgery, this bag of marijuana falls out of his
butthole. So he was pretty relaxed during surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So while he's in surgery, of course, the sheriff's office comes in and they search his vehicle and found some methamphetamine. So
of course
he's
they
obviously
did.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyways, he has his surgery and then the police don't arrest him at the hospital. Instead, they issue a warrant for him because he has a second degree felon and he was in possession of a firearm. Lawful possession of methamphetamine because they found it in his car or whatever. So they go to arrest him.
But they don't arrest him in the hospital?
They don't. They wait and they arrest him.
He should have woke up from surgery in handcuffs.
I know. I don't understand what that was about.
It's weird.
Anywho, so they do arrest him though. And so they take him to the jail. And while he's in the jail, they strip him down because they do a strip search of everyone before they enter the jail, right? And so during the strip search, another bag of marijuana falls out of his butthole.
He had two
bags of marijuana in his asshole.
And I'm just, at this point, I'm like, so in Washington State, marijuana is a legal drug now.
Mm-hmm.
You can have it.
Yeah.
You can just have it.
Yeah.
You don't have to hide it.
I mean, you can't drive with it on you.
Right, but you can just have it. So why are you
putting... It's like alcohol.
Why are you putting it in a balloon and stuffing it up your ass?
Why? I think some of them like it there.
Why?
Because I don't know. It's some sick fetish that they like it there. Because why would else would they keep it there if it's legal?
I don't understand. So anyways, this slips out of his ass, of course.
Wait, how loose is his asshole?
He must be really fucking loose.
Wait, how many times was he in prison before this?
He had 13 felony convictions.
Don't you go to prison every time you have a felony?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know either. But if you do, why the hell is his asshole that loose that he's letting loose of two bags of marijuana? What has he been doing in prison?
And like, how big is this bag of marijuana that you're shoving up your ass?
Well,
right?
I'm hoping it's pretty good size, but it might be really tiny. That's why it's slipping out so easy.
So because like he went, like he knew he was getting arrested. He went to the jail.
With the marijuana up his ass. They always do a cavity search?
Yeah. Apparently, there is like a law about having a controlled substance in a correctional facility.
I mean, who the hell would think there'd be a law against
that? So, he gets charged for having butt marijuana in the fucking jail.
Who's gonna smoke that? You know, no one that compensated that is gonna smoke that shit knowing it came out of someone's asshole.
I know, right? Well, I don't know. If you're in jail, you're desperate. Anywho, so while he's in jail, he calls the girlfriend who like took him to hide the gun before he went to get his testicle repaired and is telling her not to tell the police anything about what happened, right, during this whole gun, testicle shooting, marijuana, ass incident.
Well, it's kind of mean because she has to tell them.
So, anyways, and if you don't know this either, when you're in jail and you call someone, they record your conversations.
That makes sense. Because he probably wasn't very good about hiding what he was trying to tell her. He just blurted it out.
So, anywho, they recorded that. And so then he gets charged with tampering with a witness because he's telling his girlfriend to lie to the cops.
So at this point, how many felonies does he have after the many?
There's so many right now.
Because he already had 13. And how many does he have now?
13. And then he's got what? Illegal possession of a firearm. Illegal use of a possession of drugs. He's got tampering with a witness, controlled substance in a correctional facility. He's just like, they're just racking
so
it up.
So he just racked up like 4 or 5 felonies in this one arrest.
Yeah, yeah.
I really thought it was 3 and you were out for the rest of your life.
I did too. But you know what?
Our Wenatchee friend here is proving us wrong.
At the same time, you got to think, you know what? His balls got shot off, so I don't know.
Well, I guess right there that helps the population control.
It does. It really, really
does. He can't reproduce.
So anywho, his trial's not set until July. So he pleaded not guilty.
Of course he did. Because I'm sure he's not guilty.
To possession of a firearm, even though you shot yourself in the balls with it. Unlawful possession of meth, possession of a controlled substance
even
in
though
a correctional
it fell out
facilities.
Of his asshole.
Yes.
But it wasn't in his control. Someone else shoved it up there, I'm sure.
Well, you know, you can't help it when shit falls out of your ass.
I guess not. And this is right here in our hometown.
This was in our hometown.
Isn't that something for all of us to be proud of?
That's the caliber of individuals that live in our hometown.
Well, isn't that just fucking fantastic? That's good... fucked up news.
That was some fucked up news. I'll try to update you guys in July when he goes to trial.
Yeah.
Find out
what happened to him.
Yeah. What happens to this poor Cameron and his testicle?
Yeah.
And yeah. So that's what I had.
Okay. That's amazing.
I think we're going to wrap it up.
I think we're good.
I think we are.
For the week. I mean, though, it's always sad to say goodbye to you guys.
It is sad.
We love you. I know we've said it every podcast, but if you have an iTunes account and you haven't given us a 4-star rating yet or a 5-star, whatever the hell the best is, please do it.
Just do it. It just takes like 2 minutes.
You don't even know.
Like 1 minute.
The big difference you'll make in our own lives by doing this one act.
Yeah. So just go, you know, give us some stars. We would love you forever.
I mean,
and go check us out. We're going to be starting a new travel blog in the next month or so.
I'm so excited for the travel blog. I think we're going to start our first blog next week.
I think we are. Yeah.
Kobe and I have, and we might do a bonus cast next week. We're going to be heading to Leavenworth for a girls weekend. If you don't know what Leavenworth is, it's very known throughout the whole country of the United States as the Bavarian village.
Yep.
That is a must-see.
Yep.
Yep. And we'll be heading there doing some wine drinking and some walking and some eating and talking.
And we're going to be talking and drinking, which is what we do the very best.
We fucking do that the best.
So like us on iTunes, download us. We'll try to get some new pictures up. Check out our travel blog. It'll probably come out in another week and a half or so.
I bet it will.
Which will be on our website, jethersrandomstuff.com. So check that out. If there's any place in the North Central Washington you want us to visit, let us know and we'll blog about it.
There'll be a good chance that we'll check it out. If it's somewhere close to us and we can do it in a weekend, we'll probably do
it. We will totally do it. Anything creepy or supernatural,
I would love to do it.
Disgusting even, we'll fucking do it.
Disgusting's borderline depending on how much water is involved.
Hey, restaurants would be ideal.
Restaurants are fine. I'm good with hotels. I'm good with almost any creepy spooky thing. I'm good with,
yeah, so we'll do it. Just let us know. So hey, we love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode.
Robin, Aaron, and
Robin
and Sheila, please tell us to give you your gift because we
have it. Sheila, my bro, we got a present for you, but I can't get my shit together to bring it to you.
Your present is a picture of Kobe's boobs. I made it especially for you.
It's special.
I mean, I did a canvas, so she had to hold that pose for hours.
It's special. Good Lord. Okay. So thank you guys for listening in, and we will see you and talk to you next week.
Peace out.